بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Tonight was the 26th para that we completed, Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the ayats of an obedient child and a disobedient child. Obedient child is that child. He says that his heart is full of iman and steadfast in deen. That when he reaches the age of understanding, he makes three du'as in front of Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, let me appreciate or make shukr of the ni'mat that you give me. You know, the greatest thing is the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala gives us to make shukr. Unfortunately, we do not make shukr of anything. The food that we eat too, we do not make shukr. Whatever ni'mat Allah gives us, so with the early part of the morning that wake up, we did not make shukr for that. The good health that Allah Ta'ala gave us, we did not make shukr for that. In other words, what is the meaning of shukr? In every way you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You will not be the time when you drink cold water and say Alhamdulillah. But in every condition that Allah Ta'ala keeps you, then say a shukr, that is what you say. That is, everything is a ni'mat from Allah. A sickness is also a ni'mat from Allah. But it's just that we cannot bear the sickness. That's why when Hazim Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi was making dua and saying, Ya Allah, that we make shukr. Then that one person comes and tells him, Hazrat, my wife is very sick. What must we do now? He say, Ya Allah, change this ni'mat of sickness to ni'mat of good health. In other words, there too you may shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But oh Allah, we are so weak, we cannot take the sickness. So shukr in every way one has to do. The day Allah Ta'ala gives you little bit, may shukr. The day Allah gives you lot, may shukr. The ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala is every time upon you all the time. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُسُوَّهَ. Allah says, when you begin to count the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, you cannot count. So ni'mat comes all the time. The pious child, a child is, who's obedient, is the first quality that he has. He may shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Second, he may tawah to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, let me do those actions which would bring about your pleasure. In other words, every action not important. Man sometimes will do certain things because enjoy doing it, but the most important thing you ask yourself is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is there or not. Many a time people do something, they say, don't do this thing, yeah. You say, what is wrong? The wrong is Allah's pleasure is not there. Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is not there. The pious child, says that pious child, that person who makes this dua that Ya Allah, let me do those actions which allow me to, that your pleasure must be there. The third one is saying, Ya Allah, if you give me children of that kind, pious children, that who becomes, when you make dua for the Jannah, they get Jannah also. So that is what one is called an obedient child. A disobedient child is that the father will tell him, the Quran says the father will tell him, that why don't you come towards Islam? He is talking kuffar now, come to Islam. Then he was saying pride that you were saying that people who pass away will wake up again. Up to now no one wake up. So what is there to say? There is no such thing as life after death. They talk like that. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, don't worry, in Jahannam you come to know all that. So two kinds of children you get, one obedient and one disobedient. Then Allah Ta'ala is disobedient. Then comes another ayat that we have decided tonight was, the ayat was this much that the Qawm Hud. Qawm Hud was, they did not, Hud alayhi salam, they did not respect him. They showed disrespect to him. They made him a liar. So Allah Ta'ala in return did this, that for 3 days it was very, very hot. Experienced so much of heat that now that one day we're feeling so hot, the next moment Allah Ta'ala sent nice clouds outside, so all of them came outside to feel cool and the rest of it, they got so happy and all. The moment they came outside, that thing turned into a punishment from Allah. That the whole thing turned out, a heavy cyclone took place and what heavy wind came to place, and that time the people were more bigger than us, far bigger than us, far bigger than us. Now with all that the cyclone that took place, Allah's power is so most powerful that He took them all, the whole nation one time, and threw them in the air. They were like, just like, you know, not animals, It's like was what you call, not even like locust and all that kind of like not just and not what you call it, all that what you call is not men anymore. It's just insects throughout the world, insects throughout the world. Like that Allah has changed that thing to insects. And that thing, all these insects, and the moon they fell down to it's like just a tree is found on the floor. So Allah Ta'ala wants to show the nation of today, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, that this is what I have done to the nation before you, who were even stronger than you. Even stronger than you. So now you be careful, if you not turn towards me, then I will also treat the same way too. That's why when we recite the Quran, we get no effect. But the people Allah, when they recite the Quran, they read these kind of ayats, they begin to fear. Begin to fear that it must not be that Allah's rahmat must come upon us too. So that was another ayat that was there to show the kuffar that remember, this is my punishment. So that means you must turn towards me. And the third ayat that was recited, that do not look down at anyone. لَا يَسْرَ الْقَوْمُ مِنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُنَّ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُمْ. Do not even mock at anyone. The person who is mocking you, who you are mocking is better than you, baby. And even telling this to addressing Allah Ta'ala, it is the women also, that do not look down at anyone. That the person you are looking down will be even better than you. And he said, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Allah said, the most honored person in my eyes is not a Sayyid. My eyes is not a whatever caste you may belong to. In my eyes is Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. This ayat was recited tonight too. The most honored person is he who is most fearing me most. Fearing me most. That person who fears me most, it is most, I honor that person most. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala give us that quality of fear, that much fear in Allah Ta'ala that will keep us away from gunas. But the most important thing is to keep away from all sins. And if it becomes a barrier to keep away from sin, that is called taqwa. Allah Ta'ala must give us tawfiq and make it adab, following that thing. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatul muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muslim. Tonight is 25th night. Every odd night must be appreciated. Remember one thing, no matter how much ibadah you do, as long as you appreciate the time. Now too you will go, make sure that at least you sit down the Quran, make some ibadah, some istighfar, Allah minnaka afoon, kareemun tuhibun afafu anna ya kareem, all that kind of dua you continue making. Don't think now let me go and sleep. Maybe if you sleep you won't make up for time. So appreciate now at least. Now at least make little bit of dua too, and then you sleep, at least you get the night of Laylatul Qadr. If tonight was Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, then by you just spending this 5 minutes, 10 minutes in ibadah to that, we include it in your Laylatul Qadr night. But as far as possible, try to appreciate this night. Laylatul Qadr means appreciating the night of Tawah. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul qareeb. Oh Allah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, we have committed all kinds of sins. Oh Allah, you are not completely alive. No. You are not completely exposed in this world, do not be exposed on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, do not blacken our face on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, you know very well who we are. You can hide from people, we cannot hide from you. Oh Allah, save us, far as possible. Give us a tawfiq of whatever in the month of Ramadan we make ibadat. Whatever ibadat that we make, oh Allah, accept our ibadat. Oh Allah, that you love the Quran that we read, Allah, oh Allah, accept. The night that we sacrifice, mainly for your sake, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept the night of sacrifice, the Ibadah. Oh Allah, whatever dua that we have made, oh Allah, let us accept all of us. Oh Allah, whosoever is sick, Ya Allah, give them the shifa, I can't love. Oh Allah, those who left this world, give them a cover full of noor. Ya Allah, oh Allah, who is going through any kind of difficulty in hardship, remove those difficulties in hardship. Oh Allah, those who are in kind of any debts, Ya Allah, put them in. Halal was in haram, the ibadah from Allah. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we made so much effort to keep you happy. It must not be that after Ramadan we forget you. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq and how whatever ibadah they did in Ramadan. After Ramadan, till we live in this world, let us become more istiqama, more firm to follow your command and go on. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of keeping away from all kinds of sins. Oh Allah, if you do not keep us away, who will keep us away? People live on all the facade and fitna that are taking place in the world. Oh Allah, throughout the world, people are pareshan. Allah, pareshan is good. Ya Allah, whosoever be married, whosoever is by Kamila. Oh Allah, in this world, whosoever left this world before Ramadan. Oh Allah, in the Qabr, the people of Noor. Ya Allah, let us be that who those who are supposed to respect the parents, give them respect. Those who respect the children, give them respect, the children the heart. The children will respect the parents will respect the children. Each one will respect the wife will respect the husband will respect the wife. In other words, each one has to fulfill one's rights. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties we underwent, O Allah, remove all kind of difficulties. Whatever past sins we have committed, Ya Allah, forgive all our past. Ya Allah, for the future, keep us away from all kind of sins. O Allah, if you do not protect us, who can protect us? There is no other door besides your door. Ya Allah, this feet is tonight is made for the night. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, we are very weak, but we do know Allah Ta'ala, everything is great. For the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, accept all our du'as. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى رحمتك يا رب.